This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. $356 million. That was the economic impact of South by Southwest last year, according to the consulting firm Gray Hill Advisors. $356 million. So canceling it means lost money for a lot of local small businesses. Amanda Fairman and a friend opened up Blue Bonnet Custom Graphics last year. She was counting on festival business to give their small print shop a boost.
We had five major clients, and all of them this week, just, and it would have been about $50,000 in sales that we lost. And that was the biggest number we've ever gotten to. So we were really excited to even see that on paper and just seeing it in quotes. But it was just like, it was heartbreaking because Friday was just like, and it's all gone.
Carlos Acosta is the owner of Rosarito Food Trucks, and he says he opened a second food truck on East 6th and Chacon in anticipation of South by Southwest.
I'm like still like in shell shock. Like basically January and February is very slow for most businesses, especially for food trucks because of the weather. So in South by is when you're able like to make all that those 2 months back like in a week and then some.
So what are the economic ripple effects of canceling South by Southwest? Well, here to help us understand what happened last year is Ben Lofsgarten with Gray Hill Advisors, the company that conducts the economic analysis for South by Southwest. Thanks for coming to KUT, Ben.
No problem. Thanks for having me in, Nathan.
I want to get this out of the way first. What do you say to critics who might say, well, South by Southwest is paying for you to conduct this study, so it's in Gray Hill's interest to make the numbers seem as large as possible?
Well, we just follow the numbers, basically. We do what the numbers tell us. And traditionally, we've been very conservative in our approach to calculating the economic impact. So it's really kind of a straightforward method of collecting direct expenditures and direct spending that happens in the Austin regional economy due to the 2 weeks of South by Southwest. And that comes largely from attendees that attend from all over the country and the world who come here and spend on things like, you know, hotel rooms and food and drink and transportation and other things while they're in town. In addition to those attendees, there are also companies, as you know, that sponsor events, to put on parties and have activations. That also creates an economic impact in our regional economy. So those direct expenditures are what we call our direct impact.
And how much is that?
I think the total for 2019 was $243 million in direct impact.
$243 million in direct impact, but then we get to the $356 million because that money kind of sloshes around the
local
economy.
There are two other effects. There's an indirect effect. So the money that you spend with, let's say, a local catering company, that catering company now has increased revenue and an increased need to buy goods and things like that. So that then gets spent in the economy, both through the payment of their own staff and additional expenditures that business might have. In addition, there's a third effect, a smaller effect called the income effect or induced effect. And that is there's an additional income made by everyone associated with South by Southwest during that 2 weeks. That money then gets spent in the economy throughout the course of the year. So, for example, wait staff earning extra tips during South by Southwest, that eventually will find its way back into our economy. And we use an input-output model, which is standard in the industry of calculating economic impacts in order to determine what that total $355 million number is and where it came from.
So even people who are not directly doing business with South by Southwest might feel the economic benefits or consequences of it being canceled?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that $355 million, that is not an economic benefit to South by Southwest. That is an economic benefit that is experienced and felt in this economy. Local businesses, theaters, event organizers, and all of the folks that work with that are all experiencing that during the 2 weeks of South by.
And as you point out in the report, the city of Austin government in the form of tax revenue. What does that look like?
Certainly. We don't calculate a specific fiscal impact number, which is how you determine what the sales tax impact and the hot tax impact
hotel occupancy tax impact is.
But, you know,
But you do look at the hotel occupancy tax.
Yeah, we did. I think we did provide the hotel occupancy tax in 2019 was $1.7 million. Our sales tax impact, and this is really just kind of taking the large numbers and categories of what you would spend on taxable goods, came in around $5 million based on the 2% sales tax rate for the city of Austin.
Your report explains how a lot of the spending is done by people who are participating in South by Southwest, but a big chunk of the economic impact is money that is the South by Southwest operation spending the money, the organization itself. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so it's an ongoing operation, a year-round operation with more than 200 full-time employees. Obviously, rent needs to be paid. Expenditures need to be paid by South by Southwest in order to put on the festival each year. So there is an economic impact that goes along with that, with those expenditures in our local economy. We included also that in that operational number, all of that spending I was talking about on sponsors, on parties, on kind of third-party corporate expenditures that happen during South by Southwest, because we included that in the operational category, because it's really ongoing operations that help to handle those contracts throughout the course of the year. So about $99 million is attributed to those third-party expenditures in our economy. So that's not all just South by Southwest, Inc. in that category.
Well, given what you've laid out just there, when you heard South by Southwest was being canceled, what went through your head in terms of what this is going to mean for the local economy?
Well, you know, it certainly is a shock, and it's going to be an economic shock. We hear the anecdotal information like what you just played. We've heard from the club owners and the bar owners that these 2 weeks can make up 2, 3, 4 months worth of revenue. That for many of these businesses, this is a real shot in the arm. And not just for the businesses, but for our, you know, our cultural community, both film and our music community here in Austin. It's something that's really relied upon. So as soon as I heard it, you know, those are the things that are sloshing around in my head of how large this impact's going to be. Not to mention, you know, it's not always just about the numbers. How many filmmakers are not going to get their movies now screened in front and have the opportunity to meet somebody? How many bands who are, you know, kind of up and coming aren't going to have that opportunity? South by will be back bigger and better than ever. Its brand is strong. So, you know, those folks hopefully can attend in future years. But there's always a missed opportunity with this not going forward.
And one other thing we didn't even touch on, which you detail a bit in your report, is the effect on Austin's brand as a value that South by Southwest brings.
Yeah. South by Southwest is such a unique festival, as you know. It's so intertwined with our city. There's not many events like this that I can think of where the venue is the city. Typically, your venue might be a stadium, might be an arena, might be, you know, a large park with stages. Here, the venue are the local businesses. The venue is the local theaters and clubs and bars and restaurants and convention space and
parking
hotel space and parking lot and you name it. So South by, in many ways, is so intertwined with Austin that the brand of each is almost synonymous. And South by and what it's supported is so closely connected with what Austin wants to be in terms of the growth of its cultural and music and film and creative industries, but also tech and social and convergence industries that are also so important for Austin's bedrock economy. Those are the types of companies that we want to attract as a city. And South by is one of the premier destinations in terms of a conference for those companies. So what better chance to be able to showcase your city to the exact types of companies and entrepreneurs and innovators that you want to attract and help to grow your economy. So the two are really closely connected in both brand and what they try to deliver.
Ben Lofsgarden is a partner with Gray Hill Advisors, a consulting firm that conducts an annual economic analysis of South by Southwest. Thanks for coming to KUT, Ben.
Thanks for having me.